Inspector West.
Stand by for West. A crime file based on John Creasy's novel, Inspector West at Home, dramatized for radio by Maurice Travers. Inspector West at Home, starring Patrick Allen as Chief Inspector Roger West of Scotland Yard, and Sarah Lawson as his wife, Janet. Part 6, Clue from a Captive.
Ah, you're in bed, Jan. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, you've been a long time, Roger.
Oh, just been getting everyone settled for the night.
Is everything okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I put Lois Randall in the spare room. Mark and Bill Tennant are sharing the boys' room.
Oh, it's lucky the boys aren't at home for the holidays.
Yeah, just as well, with what's been going on. Oh, here, Jan.
What's this?
Well, I brought a little brandy as a nightcap.
Oh, now, darling.
Drink it up. It'll do you good.
Roger, I'm quite all right, honestly.
Now, do as you are told. You'll make sure you'll have a good night's sleep.
I do wish you'd stop worrying and fussing over me.
Well, that was no picnic for you today, Jan. In the hands of Whistler Malone and his thugs.
Yes, but it's all over now, and I'm perfectly all right.
Mm. Well, I'm glad we got Malone where he belongs, behind bars. Now, drink that brandy and no more arguments.
Oh, very well.
Oh. And would you mind moving over a bit?
Oh, yes. Sorry, darling.
Oh, bed feels good, I must say.
But you're the one who needs a nightcap, if you ask me.
No, it's answers I need, Jan. To a lot of questions. A hell of a lot.
You find them.
Will I, though?
Yes, of course you will.
No, I'm not so sure. Oh, this is a damn strange case. I thought once I'd found out who was behind the scheme to frame me for taking bribes, I'd have the whole thing broken wide open. Oh, how wrong can you be?
Well, you know a good deal more now than you did at the beginning.
Mm. But what does it all add up to? A bunch of loose threads. Malone, his pal, Mr. Pickerel, whom we can't find. Mrs. Fleming and her European Relief and Assistance Society.
Roger.
And then there's Lois Randall and her story. I tell you, Jan, this business has more twist to it than a corkscrew.
Well, you'll sort it all out, don't worry. Darling, what's going to happen about Lois?
Well, I'm taking her and Bill Tennant to the yard in the morning. We'll see that she makes a statement.
No, I mean, after all that, will she be charged with stealing that diamond ring?
No, she'll have to be. She's admitted it.
Does that mean she'll have to go to prison?
No. I doubt it. It's a first offense. And seeing that she's cooperating with the police, I'd think... Well, she's almost certain to get a suspended sentence.
Well, that's a relief.
Still, she's going to be in for a life sentence after that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Tennant's going to rush her off to the nearest registry office.
Yes. Well, good for him.
Yes, for both of them. Now, finish the brandy.
Yes, thank you.
Ready for lights out, then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, off to sleep now. I'm in for a long day at the yard tomorrow.
Night, darling.
Night, my love. Sleep tight. Sweet dreams. Chief Inspector West speaking.
Chadwick here.
Oh, good morning, Sir Guy.
I'd like a few words, if that's convenient.
Oh, yes, of course, sir.
Come along to my office, would you?
Right, sir.
Take a chair, Chief Inspector.
Thank you, Sir Guy.
You're looking rather tired.
Oh, I'm all right, sir.
Been having something of a rough passage, haven't you?
Well, I won't deny that, sir.
Especially this latest incident with Whistler Malone. He's safely under lock and key, I understand.
Yes, sir, in a cell at Cannon Row.
And from what I gather, rather the worse for wear.
Well, he resisted arrest, sir.
I see. Nothing at all to do with the fact that he abducted your wife and held her hostage, eh?
Well, sir,
I don't think that I could blame you, Roger. How is Janet? None the worse for it, I hope.
Well, I think she's all right, sir.
Nasty experience for her, all the same. Give her my sympathies, if you would.
Yes, of course, sir.
Though I imagine I'm hardly in her good books, after having suspended you from duty as I did.
I wouldn't say that, sir.
I suspect she would, however.
Well, you couldn't do anything else in the circumstances, and Jan knows that.
In the circumstances, yes. That was just it.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Hmm? Oh, nothing. That's to say, nothing that need concern you at the moment. Now, what I'd like now is to review just how far we've got with this whole affair, Roger.
Oh, certainly, sir.
Seems an infernally tangled business.
Oh, it's all of that.
Let's concentrate on what we know for certain. First, this European Relief Society and its president, Mrs. Raymond Fleming. She suspected the society was being used for unlawful purposes of some kind by its employee, the man Pickrell.
Yes, sir.
Now, how about Pickrell? Have we had any luck with him?
No, I'm afraid not, sir.
No trace at all of where he's got to?
Well, I understand there have been several reports. Detective Inspector Cornish followed them up, but, well, they've turned out to be false alarms.
Did he?
Yes, sir. If we could only lay our hands on Pickrell, we'd have all the answers.
As it is, we know he arranged your frame-up.
And forced Lois Randall to help.
Quite. And his motive for doing it was fear. Fear that you might hit on something which would place him in danger.
Him and his associates, whoever they are.
Yes. But we've no idea precisely what bothered Pickrell and his friends.
On the contrary, Sir Guy, we now have a very good idea, thanks to Lois Randall's information.
Have you, by Jove?
Well, it was a case I investigated earlier this year, on the 13th of January.
Ah, yes, of course. Pickrell referred to it on the tape recording.
Yes, the unlucky 13th, exactly, sir.
One of these superstitious fellows, by the sound of it.
Well, apparently, sir.
And the case?
Well, the murder of Benny Cox.
Cox? Just a moment now. In Battersea, wasn't it?
That's right, sir.
Just refresh my memory for me.
Well, Benny Cox was found dead in his house in Newfield Street. His brother, Alfred Cox, was tried for the murder.
Yes, I recall it now. He was tried and acquitted. Mm. Many circumstantial evidence, wasn't it? They lived together, but on bad terms. Constant discord, rives and so forth.
That's it, sir.
What became of the brother after the trial?
Well, he sold the house and left London.
Hmm. Well, there hardly seems anything in all that to get Pickrell so anxious.
There must be something, though, sir. Something I didn't spot at the time. I suppose it could be just the plain fact that Benny Cox worked for Whistler Malone.
What? What's this?
Yes, sir. That's the link between them. It's the one thing I didn't know at the time.
How do you come to know it now?
Well, through Lois Randall.
So Cox worked for Malone, and Malone was tied in with Pickrell at the European Relief Society.
Yes.
That may be it then, Roger.
I don't know, sir. It still seems a damn small thing for Pickrell to get all worked up over him. Well, hardly enough to make him go to all the trouble of framing me, surely.
Chief Inspector, you're an experienced police officer. You know criminals. You've seen them behave in precisely this way time and again, turning molehills into mountains.
Oh, of course, but somehow in this instance, well, it seems too simple an answer.
You know, it occurs to me that you may be standing too close to this case, Roger, trying to read too much into every detail.
Go on.
Because the case itself is complicated, it doesn't necessarily follow that every element of the case is also complicated. Why, just throw that thought out for what it's worth.
Well, I take your point, sir.
Anyway, what do you propose to do now?
Well, redouble the search for Pickrell, assemble all the information I can get, see what sense it makes, if any.
Sound enough. What about Malone? He's been questioned, I take it.
Well, Superintendent Abbott's put tiny Mears onto it, I understand.
Mears?
Hmm.
Oh, yes, his sergeant, Detective Sergeant Bears.
Yes, sir.
With what result?
Well, I haven't heard yet, sir.
Hmm. Do you think Malone's likely to know where Pickerel's hiding out? Or is he just the strong-arm side of the whole operation?
Well, he certainly does. But whether he takes his orders from Pickerel or knows where to find him, I just don't know.
Well, keep me informed of developments. Hmm. Roger.
Yes, sir?
Report to me direct, would you?
Well, very good, sir, but...
Well...
Oh, I was just wondering about Superintendent Abbott, sir. I'm still working to him, and, well, he's a stickler for doing everything by the book, as you know.
I also know that you are both working to me, Chief Inspector. If the superintendent should make any comment, then refer him to me.
Yes, sir.
You just get on with the job, Roger, and find out exactly what's at the back of this business.
I'll do my best, sir.
It's what I expect from you, and I'm depending on it. Perhaps more than you realize. Right, that's all I think for the moment. Carry on, and remember to keep me abreast of the situation at all times.
Superintendent Abbott.
It's Cornish here, sir.
Oh, yes. Where are you, Detective Inspector?
Still at Cannon Row, sir.
Well? No, hold on a minute, Cornish. Yes, come in. Oh, it's you, West.
Oh, sorry, Superintendent. I didn't know you were on.
Well, come in, come in. I've got Cornish on the line. I sent him to interrogate Malone.
I thought Tiny Mears was doing that.
Detective Sergeant Mears got nowhere with it. I hope Cornish has done better. Hello? You there, Detective Inspector?
Of course, sir.
Anything to report?
Afraid not, Superintendent.
You got nothing out of the man at all?
I might as well have been talking to a stone wall.
So he didn't say a word?
All he did was whistle at me.
Very well. Get back here to the yard.
No joy, I gather.
None.
Well, the whistler seems to be playing it very cool, doesn't he? Considering how much we've got on him. Oh, perhaps I'd better tackle him.
No, I'll handle this myself, Chief Inspector. And I think I can say Mr. Malone won't be doing much whistling by the time I've done with him.
So the voice of doom's taken over personally, eh, Roger?
That's right, Bob.
Well, I wish him luck. Which is more than Tiny Mears and I had.
Well, when it comes to questioning a suspect, Abbott's pretty formidable.
I can believe that. After all, he makes even the men who work with him feel like suspects. Think he does to keep his hand in.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
Roger, we're not getting very far with this case, are we?
Well, that's an understatement. But I've got one or two new lines of inquiry to follow up.
Oh, such as?
Well, to start with, I've asked for a list of all the patrons and contributors to the European Relief and Assistance Society. We'll run a check on every single one of them.
Well, that's a thought, isn't it?
Then I've got this to wade through.
Oh, blimey. You'll wind up with eye strain after that little lot. What is it?
The transcript of the Cox murder trial.
Oh.
And as well as that, I've asked Lois Randall to make a list of any addresses she can remember.
Addresses?
Yes. Or places Pickerel sent her when she was working for him.
Oh, I see. Anything you want me to do?
Yes, Bob. Do another check round all the divisions, will you? Jog them about the hunt for Pickerel.
Oh, do me a favor, Roger. You know what that'll mean. I'll be lumbered with another batch of false scents to go chasing out.
Now, one of them might turn out to be the real thing.
Okay, Chief Inspector. I'll get started on it right away.
Good man.
Will you be going round to the pub at lunchtime, Roger? I thought we might have a pint.
Not today, Bob. Thanks all the same. I'm planning to nip home for a while. I'd just like to make sure all's well at Bell Street.
Hello, Jan!
What? Oh, Roger!
Oh, Jan, love, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you jump like that.
Look, I didn't hear the door.
No wonder with this noise. Look, let's turn off that vacuum cleaner, shall we?
All right.
Come here, Jan.
What is it?
Well, you're still a bit on edge, aren't you?
Oh, nothing of the sort.
I don't know. I think that Malone business upsets you more than you're admitting.
No, it hasn't. Now, do stop it, Roger, please.
Well, you like giving me some lunch?
Oh, is that what you come home for?
Well, I thought as you're getting something for yourself and Mark, I might as well join in.
Well, Mark's not here.
He's not?
No, he went off not long after you did this morning.
Where to?
Round his fat, he said.
What the devil for?
Oh, now really, Roger. Mark Lessing is our best friend, and I know he's been helping these last few days, but he does have a private life of his own, too, you know. Well, he said he wanted to see his publisher and his agent and one or two other people.
Well, I wish he'd told me before I left this morning.
Well, why should he?
Because I don't like you being alone here in the house.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And Mark should have known it. I'll call the yard and arrange to put a couple of men on duty in Bell Street.
Well, surely you don't imagine anything more is likely to happen. I mean, you've got Malone.
But we haven't got his friend, Pickerel. Not that I think he's liable to try any funny capers. He's too busy keeping undercover. But Pickerel and Malone aren't the only ones involved in this business. There are others behind them somewhere.
Mm.
Now, you pop off to the kitchen and rustle up some lunch, Jan, while I get onto the yard. I'll feel easier once I've got a watch on this house.
Blimey, give it a rest.
Oh, for the Thames goes rolling on.
I'll roll you straight out of this launch right into your old Father Thames in a minute. Talk about being with it.
Eh?
Haven't you heard of the top 20?
You can keep your top 20. Call that music. Why, it's a bit of tune about the old songs.
Ah, here we go again.
What's the matter, Harry, mate? Got out the wrong side of the bed this morning, did you?
Got into the wrong side of the force, more like. Be a river copper, they said. Join the Thames Division for an exciting life. Ha, ha.
Well, there's compensations, you know. River patrol's a lot easier on the plates of meat than pounding the hard old London street.
Maybe.
Hello? What's that? See it, Harry, up ahead there?
Where?
Now, over to starboard. Floating in the water, near the old wharf.
A bit of driftwood, isn't it?
No, I'm not so sure. Go on, let's take a closer look.
Well, Roger?
No false alarm this time, Bob. This is Pickerel, right enough.
Well, at least they didn't fetch us down here to the Waterloo Pier Station for nothing, eh?
Well, if that's any comfort.
He's been in the water for some time, by the look of it.
Mm.
Too bad he wasn't found before someone put that bullet in him and dumped him in the river.
Yes. Just one shot. That's all it took.
So he won't tell us anything now.
Well, we'll see what the lab men have to say about that. I'll have the ballistics boys do a check on the bullet. Oh, Bob, take over here, will you? I'm heading back to the yard.
Oh, some special reason, Roger?
Yes, I want to be there when Superintendent Abbott gets back from Cannon Row. I want to know if he got anything out of our friend Whistler Malone. So I'll leave you to look after things this end.
Malone, I'm talking to you.
Funny, I can't hear a thing.
Now cut out the smart stuff.
Copper, you're wasting your breath.
Superintendent to you.
Oh, Lord, you have got me shaking with fear, you have. Why don't you go bang your head?
All right, Malone. I've got plenty of time. So we'll start from the beginning again.
Be my guest.
You know who we're looking for? Now I'll lay odds you know where we can find him. So come on, let's have it. Where's Pickerel?
Now, what's Pickerel? Sounds like some kind of fish.
Don't play games with me. We've got all the evidence we need to tie you in with Pickerel and the European Relief Society. I can throw the book at you, Malone, and I'll enjoy doing it.
I want to
know what Pickerel was up to at the European Relief Society. You were in it with him up to your neck, but you weren't the only one.
I wasn't? Well, that's news to me.
Like hell it is. Now, come on. I want to hear all about it. Who else is involved? The whole story. So start talking.
All right, Superintendent, I'll tell you. Got a fag to spare. Have you on down for a smoke?
Yeah. Ah.
Now, just lean a bit closer.
Well?
Superintendent, the whole caper's a gigantic plot to take over the country. By the little people. And the big boss is the king of the leprechauns himself.
You're going to
go out and arrest the whole lot of them now, can't you?
Malone, I tell you...
Just you be sure they don't up and disappear before you can put them in the dock. Oh, and thanks for the cigarette, Superintendent.
You mean you got nothing out of them at all?
That's just what I've just said, isn't it, West?
Yeah, but Superintendent...
I'll tell you this. I've interrogated a lot of villains in my time, but I've never met one like this before.
Well,
Whistler Malone. A cheap crook. Just a strong-arm thug. But he's as cocky and confident as they make them.
What the hell's he got to be so cocky about? We've got him cold for abduction and assault.
But that's as far as it goes, West. Where anything more is concerned, whatever he knows about Pickerel's whole operation, we're going to have to ferret that out ourselves. The hard way.
And so it seems.
Then what are you waiting around for, Chief Inspector? There's plenty for you to do, so get off and get busy. I'll want a progress report from you later in the day.
Question answer, question answer. Counsel for the prosecution. Now, Mr. Cox, the house in Newfield Street where you lived with your brother, the dead man... It was his property, was it not? Cox? That's right. Mind you, I had an idea that it might not counsel. Just answer yes or no, if you please. Oh. Chief Inspector West.
It's me, Roger.
Oh, Jan. Nothing wrong, is it?
No, of course not. Is it a bad moment to ring? Are you tied up?
Well, only in knots.
Oh.
Ooh, sorry about that.
Tired.
So would you be, too, if you were poring through the pages of a transcript for the last hour?
What?
Well, the Benny Cox murder trial, Jan. I've been reading it up.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't seem to be much help, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Now, what are you ringing about?
Well, Mark's just phoned me. He said he'll be through with all his various calls by late afternoon, so he'll be back at Bell Street for dinner. I just wondered if you knew what time you're likely to get home.
Well, ask a silly question, and...
I see. Well, I'd better do a casserole,
then
it can keep in the oven.
Oh, poor Jan. Still no regrets about marrying a copper.
Oh, as the politicians say, no comment. Bye for now, darling.
Bye, Jan. Now then, where was I?
Roger?
Oh, come in, Bob.
I've got something for you.
What is it, the report from ballistics?
No, that's not ready yet. This is the list of addresses you asked Lois Randall to make out for you.
Oh, fine, let's take a look at them. Well, she's remembered quite a number of them. Good girl. Regent's Park, Lambeth, Kensington, Bayswater, Hackney, Holborn, Pimlico.
A lot of ground, don't they?
Yes, that's right, they do. Well, our late Mr. Pickerel had Lois delivering his mysterious packages over a pretty wide area. Interesting.
What do you make of it, Roger?
I don't know. We may get an idea once you've linked these addresses to the names that belong to them.
Me?
You, Detective Inspector Cornish.
Thanks. That's what I get for being a new boy at the Yard, I suppose. All the big, exciting jobs. Isn't it marvellous?
Chetworth?
West here, Sir Guy.
Yes, Roger. What is it?
Will you ask me to keep you informed of developments, sir? I thought you might like to know what's been happening so far.
Certainly. I'm free at the moment, if that suits you.
Yes, sir.
Very well. Come straight along.
And I think that just about covers everything to date, Sir Guy.
Not a very good day for you, Roger, all things considered.
No, afraid not, sir.
Pickerel murdered, Whistler Malone not talking. I must say, I'm rather amazed that Superintendent Abbott couldn't get anything out of him. Interrogation is Abbott's strong point.
Yes, I know, sir.
So, we're left with the various other lines of inquiry you are pursuing.
Yes.
What about that ballistics report you mentioned?
Well, I'm still waiting for that, sir.
I see. Well, it appears to be a matter of just plugging away, eh, Roger? In the final analysis, and that's how the vast majority of cases are cleared up, by good old-fashioned perseverance.
Yes, sir.
Frustrating at times, of course.
Very.
But we have to learn to live with it. It's a frustrating world for policemen as well as everyone else. Well, that's all now, Roger.
There is one other thing, sir.
Yes?
Well, it's something I'd like to ask you, Sir Guy.
Well?
I may be on the wrong track entirely, but I can't help feeling that there's some other element mixed in with this case. Not directly, perhaps, but connected in some way.
What makes you think that?
Well, actually, it was you, sir. This morning, when we were talking, I just had the feeling... Nothing I could really put my finger on, I admit, but...
Very perceptive of you. But then, that's one of the things which makes a good police officer.
Then I'm right, sir. There is something.
Yes, but it's something that doesn't affect you at this moment. Though I must confess, one time I thought otherwise.
When you suspended me from duty, is that what you mean?
As I have said, it's nothing which affects you now. But as an assistant commissioner of police, it concerns me very directly. Now, that's as much as I'm prepared to say for the time being.
Well, of course, sir. But surely, if it has anything at all to do with this case, don't you think
yes,
that I...
Yes, yes, when the time comes for you to know more, you can rest assured I'll tell you. Now, I suggest we consider the subject as closed.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Weston.
Yes, Superintendent.
Well, what is it?
Well, you said something earlier in the day about wanting a progress report. Well, here's some real progress, Superintendent.
What are you talking about?
This. It's just come in, the report from ballistics.
Well?
Remember Joe Leach, the character who tipped you off about the money planted in my house?
Of course.
And who was conveniently murdered before I had a chance to ask him any questions?
Yes, yes, I know all about that.
Well, here's what you don't know. This report proves conclusively that Pickerel and Joe Leach were murdered by bullets from the same gun.
So?
And that gun was found on Whistler Malone when we brought him in.
So we've got him for murder.
Well, if that doesn't break him wide open and make him chat his head off, I don't know what will. Well, I'm off to Cannon Row now. I'm going to shove this report under his nose.
Just one moment, Chief Inspector.
Yes?
I decide who questions Malone and who doesn't. Or have you forgotten that?
Well, no, I haven't. But in the circumstances, I just thought I was the logical one to handle it.
So did you. You're taking rather a lot on yourself, aren't you, West?
Maybe. But you've all had a crack at him. Now it's my turn. And Malone kidnapped my wife. Remember? Goodbye, Superintendent.
Flaming coppers.
Right, now hang on to him.
You better.
And how that place is. Malone, How'd you do it? Come on, I want an answer. How'd you get out of your cell?
I just whistled abracadabra and walked through the wall.
Chief Inspector, he's got something in his hand.
Right, let's see what it is, Malone. Come on, let's see it, I said.
Let go.
Come on, open it. It's a key.
Malone had a key to his cell?
Yes, Sir Guy.
And if you hadn't gone to question him...
He just might have got clear away. Now we know why he was so cocky, why he refused to talk.
Because he had this?
I remember something else now. When I nailed him at Bell Street, he said then, we'd never keep him in a cell. No coppers can hold me. Those were his exact words. Sir Guy.
Yes, Roger?
What we were talking about this afternoon, what I couldn't put my finger on. This is it, sir, isn't it? This is the other factor in the case. How did Whistler Malone get hold of this key to his cell? Someone must have given it to him, and that someone has to be...
Yes, Roger. A police officer. I've had reason to believe it for quite some time. Now it's proved beyond doubt.
So that's it. We've got a renegade copper, a Judas, here at the yard.
You've been listening to Patrick Allen and Sarah Lawson in part six of Inspector West at Home by John Creasy. Listen to A Date with Justice, the next episode of John Fawcett Wilson's production of Inspector West at Home.